degrees in Nashville, sunny skies right now, and that's what we expect all the way through the end of the day on Friday as well. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. The Tennessee-based private prison giant CoreCivic is making big money on immigration detainment. It has a partnership with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and operates massive detention centers across the country. Some of them can house thousands of people. During the first quarter of this year, the company made more than $260 million from these partnerships. The Nashville Scene says that's nearly double what it pulled in from the same time period the year before. During a management web call, CoreCivic CEO Patrick Swindle addressed concerns that ICE had not ramped up detentions as much as expected. Nationwide detentions are at around 70,000 people, and projections indicate they would be at 100,000 by now. Swindle says he expects that with continued investment in the agency, detention numbers will continue to rise. An investigation by KFF Health News and the Associated Press released yesterday depicts rampant medical neglect in ICE facilities across the country. The accusations include withholding medications, delaying cancer diagnoses, and more. CoreCivic sites were included in the investigation. A Murfreesboro nurse practitioner has been convicted in federal court of illegally distributing painkillers. Court documents say Heather Marks worked a small rural pain clinic in Carthage. For 2 years, federal prosecutors say she and others overprescribed highly addictive opioids, including oxycodone and oxymorphone. They add that Marks, on her own, prescribed nearly a million opioid pills to hundreds of patients. Prosecutors say Marks ignored signs that many of those patients were addicted to illegal drugs, putting them in danger of overdosing. They also say that patients often traveled hundreds of miles to the clinic because they believed Marks would prescribe the opioids they wanted to abuse or sell. She's set to be sentenced in September and faces up to 20 years in prison on each count. Over the last decade, travel through Nashville's airport has grown beyond what officials expected. Now, to keep up with the number of passengers moving through BNA, airport has begun a new construction project. WPLN's Mariana Bacchiao reports on the change from the baggage claim.
I'm riding up one of the few remaining escalators as construction begins on the airport's core. These are the escalators that take passengers to and from baggage claim and ground transportation. When construction is done, elevators will be bigger, and the number of escalators will go from 6 to 16. But for the next year and a half, the airport will be down to just a few escalators. Construction won't be done until December 2027. Mariana Bacayao, WPLN News.
So find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.